Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you once again for listening to Comic Talk Today. I, as usual, am Dustin, bringing you your Comic Talk headlines for March 27th, 2020. And before we get into the news, with the coronavirus and everything, COVID-19, whatever, everything that is going on with the virus right now and everything being paused, it's looking like my Comic-Con routine this year is going to be slightly different. That being said, it looks like I might be able to hit all of the cons that I was originally planning on, and then other things got in the way, and then personal life happens, and all of that jazz, but now everything's kind of working out in my favor. That being said, I am very likely going to be doing some interviews at said comic conventions, so would you guys be interested in hearing such things? I'll be going to Denver Comic-Con, Salt Lake Comic-Con, which Denver Comic-Con is now referred to as Denver Pop Culture Con, and Salt Lake Comic-Con is Salt Lake Fan X Comic Convention, Comic Book Convention, I think. It's all a big mouthful. It's so much easier to say Comic-Con. We're just going to keep doing that way. So, they'd be doing those. And then very likely also another really big one here in Colorado that is the Starfest. Sorry, first day with the new lips. I am going to be trying to get interviews for Generally Nerdy. Though for Nerdy Legion, I was wondering perhaps it would be interesting to maybe get some more, because I'm pretty selective when it comes to the stuff on Generally Nerdy, because video takes so much longer to edit, but audio is pretty easy, so I can put more interviews up here if you guys so choose. Now, how are you going to let me know that? Because there's no comment section on the Nerdy Legion website. Well, you can send me an email. It's dustin@generallynerdy.net. That is the email address. Or you can go over to my YouTube channel, again, Generally Nerdy, and leave a comment there on any of the videos. I will be doing this on the news video, the full long form news video that I do for Generally Nerdy as well. So, that being said, thank you guys very much. Let's jump into the news. So, let's talk TV streaming. And TV streaming, we actually have things to talk about for this episode. Woohoo! First off, we got the official announcement from Netflix that Castlevania is coming back for a fourth season. Huzzah! If you have not yet caught up, I mean, it's friggin' virus season, right? So you might as well be catching up on it. So definitely catch up on season 3. I am almost done with it. I think I have like 2, maybe 3 more episodes left. Super, super great. All 3 seasons of this have been awesome. If you're an anime fan, if you're a Castlevania fan, I know there's a giant overlap there, but there are people on the fringes of either side of that Venn diagram. If you are either of those things, then you owe it to yourself to watch this, because it's quite good. That's what we've got there. Just a super exciting piece of news. Next, we're talking about Umbrella Academy, and season 2 so far has not been derailed because of the coronavirus. The producer, Steve Blackman, took to the social medias to clarify, saying that while people have been working remotely, everything is in post-production at this point, so they don't have to do any more filming, so nothing has been moved or rescheduled or postponed, so we should be getting our season 2 within the next few months, to be quite honest. I believe the release time frame last time was in the fall, so probably late fall, if anything, we'll be seeing season 2 of Umbrella Academy. So stay excited, because it's coming. Next, we're talking about Disney Plus, and this one's really interesting. This one almost should have gone in the rumors section, but it seems, I don't know, we're just going to talk about it, and then you let me know where it should have gone if it didn't belong here. So, it seems that Disney Plus is polling subscribers to see it there, to gauge their interest, rather, on some of the properties that they got from Fox that really don't have a home right now. I guess Buffy the Vampire Slayer kind of does have a home, because it's apparently streaming on Facebook Video. That's a weird, I don't know how that works. So it doesn't necessarily count because I don't know what their viewership is. I can't imagine it's very big. Anyway, so things like Buffy the Vampire Slayer and above all Firefly just aren't in existence in the streaming world right now. And Disney owns the rights to them because they now own Fox. And so they're trying to gauge whether or not those are family friendly enough, according to their subscribers, to go up on the Plus app. I can't imagine a reason they wouldn't. Yes, they do skew towards an audience that is a little bit more teenage, but not mature necessarily, not what you would associate with mature or adult. So yes, please. There's a list of other shows. They're sending emails out to subscribers. Again, I was unable to get any sort of substantial direct from Disney from this. This one is just people reporting that, hey, I just got this weird email from Disney saying which of these shows would I be okay with being on the Disney Plus streaming app. So it's a little murky as to the validity of this news piece, but I do feel like this is a legit thing that Disney should be doing if it's not something that they are doing. So that's what we have there. Now we're moving over to Family Guy, and not really something we talk about on this show very much, but it's really interesting because Seth MacFarlane, the guy who created the Family Guy, has created a podcast episode between Stewie and Brian because they're quarantined in the world of Family Guy right now as well, according to this podcast. It's funny. It's just a fun thing to listen to. There is a link in the description. You can go check that out. I've already listened to it. It was mildly amusing. It's on Instagram TV, so it can't be super long. So just something to waste 10 minutes while you're quarantined, right? That is everything, though, for TV streaming. Now let's move over to movies. Movies is much smaller. We only have two pieces. First off is Wonder Woman 1984. There has been a theatrical release date set, and that is August 14th. So maybe those rumors we got last time were not really to be believed. Sorry, again, first day, new lips. This sounds like the production company making a statement and then Warner Brothers going, well, they kind of chopped us off at the knees. I don't know. If those rumors, I guess, we talked about in the last episode are to be believed, then that I think is Patty Jenkins and company going, we're going to cut this off at the pass and we're going to beat them to the announcement. So if this stays, because it is entirely possible that Warner Brothers can still reverse this, again, if those rumors that we talked about last time are true, I don't know. I don't know if that might be one of the first things that people, the first big things, I guess, people go out to see at the theater again. So maybe that's perfect timing. I don't know. It just seems a little weird. But then our other piece in movies has to do with Mad Max Furiosa. This one is a follow-up. We've been talking about this as new things have come out about it. We've definitely been covering it here on the show. So George Miller has been public in saying that he wants to start filming in 2021, that pre-production is still happening, even if it has to be done remotely. Pre-production is still happening on Furiosa. He is still currently working on other projects that are going to take him through the end of this year. So he wants to start filming on Furiosa through the sometime next year. And also, he has been talking with actors to play the lead role. So Charlize Theron, it sounds like, is out as Furiosa, though the age range of the actors he's been talking to replace her, it seems like there's a justifiable reason for it. It seems like this is going to be an origin story of sorts, a prequel to Mad Max. And we already said prequel, so I guess that shouldn't surprise you too much, but we'll just do it this way. So Anya Taylor-Joy from New Mutants and Jodie Comer both have been approached by George Miller to play the lead role. Both of them are significantly younger than Charlize Theron, so it seems that this is going to be Furiosa as a kid and not necessarily Furiosa as a badass adult. I don't know what to think about that one. George Miller really hasn't done anything too terrible in my eyes. I really like all of the Mad Max movies, so this one will probably be, maybe this one might even link Fury Road to the other Mad Max movies. Who knows? That would be really awesome. And that's just my conjecture. So we're just talking out our butts at this point. Let's move on, shall we? Now we're talking rumor mill. And rumor mill is plenty of stuff. I actually might run out of battery, so we got to try and make this quick. So, rumor mill. Star Trek, we have two rumors to address here. And so I'm gonna preface this real quick with a comment about some of my sources. So for the rumor mill, I am much less picky about what the source is. If it's someone that kinda sorta reports on the news, and they claim they have some sort of inside information, then I'm probably gonna put it in the rumor mill. And that is the case with both of these rumors that are coming from the Star Trek camp. Though the source, the original source that I found this from, is less than reliable, and they're also claiming that one of these rumors, actually both of these rumors, have been confirmed. Their source for the confirmation, though, is We Got This Covered, and I refuse to let that be the confirmation source. So, this is very, very, very much rumor. The two rumors that I'm talking about are that there is a Pike series in the works, and that there is a crossover series in the works. So, Captain Pike, who will be played, if this rumor is to be believed, will be played again by Anson Mount for the series, so that's pretty freaking awesome, because he was fantastic in Discovery. He will be coming back to play Captain Pike in the series, and the other series, the crossover series, is going to take the four CBS All Access Star Trek titles and cross them together. Now, what four? We have Discovery and Picard are the only two that exist for real, and then theoretically the Pike one. So what's the fourth one? There is still the rumors persisting that have not been confirmed that there is a Section 31 series that will star Michelle Yeoh, who also comes from Discovery. Now, we have been talking about the possibility of spin-off series for this show basically since its inception, so it's not outside of the realm of possibility, it's just not confirmed in the slightest. So take it with a grain of salt. All we have on that one, now we're moving over to Mortal Kombat 11, and gaming rumors are a lot of fun to talk about because they're actually a little easier to confirm. Mortal Kombat 11, data miners are a beautiful thing. You guys, you keep up the good work, you are doing God's work, you know, all of the wonderful things that you need to say to people like that to keep them doing the things that they do because they're bored. We got data miners have found potentially some information about Combat Pack 2, aside from the teases that Ed Boon keeps throwing at us. We got what looks like the list of characters from a data mine. So we have Shiva, Ash, Stryker, and Takeda all explicitly laid out those character names in the inventory slots in the game. I'm not 100% sure how the code structure works for the game, but there's inventory slots where each character takes up a slot of inventory, and those four have been found, with a fifth that has people losing their minds. And I'm going to squash kind of sort of a rumor right now, because RoboCop is not going to be in Mortal Kombat 11. I'm going to say that again. We are not going to get more... I'm going to say that again. We are not going to get RoboCop in Mortal Kombat 11. Remember what we have as far as hard facts. We have Ed Boon saying we will not be seeing any characters in story mode that don't also make an appearance as a playable character in the proper game. So in this list, we have Shiva. Let me go back. We have Shiva, Ash, Stryker, and Takeda. Who else is in story mode that might be associated with a robo type name in an inventory slot. Cyrax and Sector, oh yeah, they're robots too. So what we do have is what is more likely, I guess, than seeing RoboCop in Mortal Kombat 11 is we're going to be seeing Cyrax and Sector as one character again instead of two separate characters like you freaking should do with Cyrax and Sector. But that's just me being a Mortal Kombat nerd. So again, no RoboCop in Mortal Kombat, though likely Cyrax and Sector as one robo character. There, you're welcome. All right, so that's what we've got there. Next, we have another Flashpoint thing to talk about. And this one sounds legit because we've kind of been seeing shades of this rumor for a little while. So according to this rumor, Warner Brothers is going to utilize the Flashpoint movie to undo Batman vs. Superman, Justice League, and Man of Steel. Not completely, but mostly. And also, according to this rumor, they're going to be using this movie to undo the death of the Black Mask in the Birds of Prey movie. So hopefully this one's right, because those are all of the things that are wrong with the DCEU right now. That's all we have there, though. So moving over next to one that I don't think is a real thing at all, but it was in actually two different sources. So let's talk about it real quick. Keanu Reeves has been rumored to be in the Marvel Cinematic Universe for some time, for a number of years at this point. They've been courting him, according to rumors. Now, the current rumor is that he's going to play Johnny Blaze, that's right, Ghost Rider, in an undisclosed MCU movie. I don't think that's likely at all. I think Keanu Reeves is much more well-suited for a number of other characters. Johnny Blaze is not one that I feel like makes much sense. They could surprise me. Feige could have an epic story waiting for it, but who knows? Now we have to get to the end because I'm almost out of battery. Titans season 3. We have rumor that we're going to be seeing Tim Drake Robin. I think this one is likely. Not going to exactly go into all of the details as to why, because we have to go. And that does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com and see all of the other podcasts we offer. And then you can subscribe on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or to go deeper into these nerdy bits, plus much more nerd action, as in, like stated at the beginning of this episode, Comic-Con coverage, long-form news video, all of that stuff, plus much more, then you can join me over on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.